Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona. And the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate. On the couch.
Oh, now we're live. There we go.
There it is.
Oh my lord! There you are. There we are.
Did anyone hear my Christmas?
No one heard. So for the last 7 minutes exactly, nothing.
Ken has been talking about his new phone that he got for Christmas.
Yeah.
And the furry fox that he got for Christmas.
And welcome to Weekday Wednesday. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we're so sorry.
We're sorry. I got a grandma Keith. From my brother-in-law.
Oh, how cute. A grandma's keep.
Probably one of the best presents I got.
Oh, Christmas keep. I'm not saying.
I actually have it in my bag.
Keeforama.
Yeah, but from one of our little local dispensaries, they were having a Christmas special on keep, and he got it for $10 for a grandma keep.
That is a special.
That is a special.
That is a special. All right. Well, once again, welcome to Weekday Wednesday. So, sorry. That was so long.
And I have missed out on Bellstar's delicious
marijuana.
Because I haven't actually purchased any of my own.
Quite some time.
Excuse me.
Wow, look at that cloud. No wonder you're coughing. We have a guest on today. We hope we have a guest on today. We've had some serious technical issues for the last 8 minutes, so we're going to hope that we have a guest on. Dr. Patel from Rhode Island, I believe. I think. I'm trying to get some information and did not. My apologies. But we'll get this good doctor on and find out what's going on in the other part of the world and how she feels about cannabis and what everybody else
thinks. There's a lot going on in Rhode Island.
They do have
a lot. That little state that they are.
Yeah, that little state that they are.
I don't even know where I was going to go with that, but
I don't either.
We had been talking about New Year's resolutions last week, and just kind of some of the things that we as patients, we as cannabis users, are looking forward to, and. One of my things is, what am I going to do for myself and my community about looking more into cannabis and the laws that are being passed around it? And Belle and I last week started the new initiative that is going to be coming out.
We started reading that. We didn't actually start it ourselves, but
yeah,
we did start reading it.
So this is...
It's the Safer Arizona Initiative that's
regulating
going on for 2015.
Relating to cannabis. And Safer Arizona's Cannabis Legalization Act, Article 1. We started that last week, kind of went through some of the general provisions. And we're going to continue that again today a little bit.
Yeah.
We have some guests that are supposed supposed to be on to this morning, but
I'm trying to figure that out right now.
We had some technical difficulties.
Boy, did we.
Bellstar is on it.
Yeah, totally on it.
Now, with I always tell people this. If you are working in, I call the regular world, and you have a special gift to give to the cannabis community from what you're doing in your regular work, and you enjoy helping people, and you enjoy this plant, and you want to see it grow and flourish around the United States and the world, we could use your help. Look at it. Look at it as being, you know, a second job. This, I was reading an article the other day that cannabis, just in like stocks in the business and anything, is estimated to be up to $50 billion by 2026.
Wow.
Now, that's 8 years away.
Yeah. That's
you saw how fast 2017 went.
Yeah.
And one of the things is that we're noticing is more and more people are going, you know what? It does make me feel better.
Yeah.
It does do these things that, you know, that science at one time said was not, pharmaceutical companies said would not happen. You know, these are things that we're working with natural medicine, and, you know, it took a long time to get this paved through. And we started back in the 60s and, you know,
even before then. And it's still going in.
And,
you know,
and when it comes down to it, we know
that
it is about money. We know that it is about who controls this, controls the populations of the world.
Yep.
Because of the power of this plant.
Yes.
And so you start looking back and going, well, why would they want to do something? Wouldn't they want to help people? No, they do want to help people. There's certain groups that want to help people with this, but there's also certain groups that have a large stance on how much money they will lose by letting others take advantage of this amazing opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it be growing, whether it be a dispensary, whether it be a certification center, whether it be a lawyer,
doctors. They said, I want to invest. And I said, well, what about agriculture? What about getting into dirt? What about lights? What about walls? What about building supplies? Mm-hmm. What about? And if you seriously think about it, go into the grocery store and open your eyes. You can stick hemp and cannabis in every single product in that store. And you can make that, because in the next 8 years, if they're saying billions, how many billions?
You know, we use a lot of corn syrup.
Yes.
We use a lot of high fructose corn syrup. You know, cannabis has a really great, it's not a sugary plant.
It helps.
But it helps regulate diabetes.
Blood sugar.
I mean,
diabetes,
we're talking about
metabolism.
Our country is on a sugar high. Opiate high, everything but the right high.
The right high, yeah. The natural high that we're supposed to be on.
You know, it's taken me a good 6 years to fully come to an understanding. And yes, it comes to other people sooner, I'm sure. But, you know, I had to do my due diligence. I had to do my research. I had to.
And we know
read
the better choice. We really do.
Right.
And I really think the people out there that are like, oh, why do you buy organic? They pick on you. Because they know. Because they know that we're right. And you pick on people when you know they're right. You just want to bully them or whatever. But seriously, who wants to eat plastic and chemicals that make us
those
obese?
Those are done.
Give us, it's just
making
over.
Us sick. Like, there's scientific proof.
You can't be stupid anymore. That's it.
Ignorant card
is played no longer.
You have this amazing thing
you cannot
in your
play
pocket.
That.
It's called a phone.
Oh, my God.
And if you
everybody,
talk,
and if you don't have one, someone next to you does.
If you talk
guaranteed.
Yeah. It will talk back to you.
It will tell you the answers of life, ma'am.
Right. It will really talk back to you
and
find you the answers.
It's our disclaimer. Not everything on the phone or the internet is 100% fact.
True. I am going to give Bellstar that.
Thank
but
you.
But it will steer you in the right direction.
Hopefully.
It will give you more information that you than you had before of the subject that you asked about. But these are the things that...
And that information, whether true or not, hopefully will create a thought process for you.
Perfect.
And that's all we want is for you to go, wait a minute. That's it. That's all we want. Wait a minute. I had some wait a minutes. I had some wait a minutes over Christmas, and it was great.
I had some wait a minutes all year long.
I wore my Christmas weed socks.
I was slapped on the
face. Can't tell you how many compliments I got on my Christmas weed socks. You know, they had putty clothes. They were my brand new pair that I wore with my nice and fancy blazer.
You're so cute.
Yeah. Once in a while, still start to do this. Yeah, I went to Tombstone Civilian style. It was really scary. I wasn't wearing my guns or in. I had to go down there. It was Christmas. We weren't gunslinging. I went as a regular Christmas person.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what that looks like. Can't even get to my laptop.
I think people were worried around town.
I think they were. Well, thank God we didn't see you.
Well, yeah. back to
back to reality. I'm not so sure about the guest, guys. Our guest this morning was supposed to be Dr. Rachna Patel, the medical marijuana expert, she claims. So we're going to hope that she calls in later. Maybe she will. We've got this entire initiative. There's like, listen, there's a lot of pages. That guy's mad at me. I know. He's like, that's loud. I know. Sorry. But there are a lot of pages, and we should probably start reading this. Let me turn a little more light on for us. We don't need too much straining the eyeballs. And we'll wait for the good doctor to call in. Ooh, that's nice. And
very nice.
We'll wait for the good doctor to call in, and let's just continue reading our initiative. Dang it, I should have printed this bigger.
You know what?
I did.
Yeah.
It's in your messenger, I think. But it's also in mine, and I can send it to y'all right now because we're going to get a link.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yep.
Follow along with
yeah,
that, folks.
I want you to follow along. Here we go. Hold on a minute. Oh, here we go. I love this. All right. And action. Okay, that didn't totally coincide with the drum roll. But there you go. And for you, Cannabis Kid, I'm going to put this into your messenger because that's where you roll. And put that there. There you go. And now... we can read along the initiative. All right, and I forgot to mark where we were last time. So let's just zoom in here, and there's that word, founding forefathers. I wish I could sit down with those guys, you know, really. Ask some questions.
Can anyone see this right here? That guy?
Let me see. No one can see that guy. That's your guy. That's you, guy. I have some questions for the founding forefathers. My friend got the gift of the Constitution of the United States for Christmas, and it's with other letters and writings from founding forefathers in it. And it's like a Bible. It's beautiful.
Oh, just like of a book.
Yeah.
Of all these things.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine reading that?
Wow.
You know, we have
maybe
had
we should.
So
maybe
many
we should. Maybe
people
we should start
run
podcast.
This country, and there's been so many influences.
That's why I want to go back and ask some questions. And you really didn't mean this, right?
We have to take into consideration of how our country has grown.
And how it was founded.
The amount and the different cultures and religions. And like, this is what it was about.
We are a melting pot, a mecca of everybody.
And you have, as hard as it is, to figure out a way to incorporate
everybody. And get along.
Like, that's why we hired...
That's not easy.
That's why we hired some of these people up in these situations.
Not everybody likes each other.
I understand
that. That's okay.
But that means we're putting the wrong people in office.
Oh, yeah.
That means we're putting the wrong people in decision-making areas.
Well, what if they're not necessarily the wrong people as they are... I think everybody can
bribes,
contribute.
They're the wrong people.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. But I think everybody needs to be able to contribute somehow. Uh-huh. You know, because just saying this elite few are the only ones that
right.
contributors, that's not right. And yeah, if you're taking bribes and if you're staying too freaking long in office, these lifelong term limits, you get four years. Get
out. Cut it out.
Cut
other people need a chance
out.
To get in there.
Yeah, other people
talk.
Need a chance.
There are
like
other
us.
Point of view.
Let's get
other
some cannabis people out there in Congress. I think I'm going to start getting into this stuff.
What?
You never know. You never know.
Starfist in
shut
it.
Shut up. No. President Belstar. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Hello.
True president.
President Star. You like that. That could run into your whole entire family. We'll bring you all in, move the Klan into the White House. And we're gonna take that, we're gonna strip the White House and pass and make it back down to Brown Log Cabin. Alright. I did not like I don't even think I watched The Wiz, if that what that was. You know, because I just Michael Jackson's Avengers was Wizard of Oz, it was too poppy for me. Wizard of Oz is not supposed to be like that. Although, the play Wicked? That's fantastic. Okay. I'm pretty sure we were into chapter 21. And we did define it. And we defined cannabis product. And let's go to personal use. Okay. Let's talk about personal use on this, just because that's what everyone really cares about. But I hope you all care about the entire initiative, because
we're
reading.
Well, it's out there. You guys can read it.
We're going to post it every week in our blog, and we're going to read about it every week until
we
get to vote for this.
We want everyone to be fully in tune and educated on what they're going to be saying yes to.
Or no to.
Or no to.
Whatever your... whatever it is, just start reading, okay? Because you can't do this uneducated. This is why we voted no for 205.
Right. This is important. This is why we needed.
We were going to vote yes. We really were. We were like, woo! And then we started reading. We're like, whoa. Okay, personal use falls in definitions 3-3701, Article 1, General Provisions, Chapter 21. That's the first page. Second page, personal use, number 10. Personal use shall be defined as, but not limited to, the consumption of cannabis that has more than 0.3 THC percent by persons who are at least 21 years of age for relaxation, meditative, religious, recreational, medical, or other, any other purpose. Any other purpose. This is clap for that. Any reason you want to use it. Spiritual, for a good workout, for a good night's sleep, and 11.
For a little bit of happy.
What's wrong with a little bit of happy? Number 11. Thank you, Nancy. Producer. Quote. Now, I remember going through this. There was the producer, cannabis product. Okay. The producer shall be defined as owners or tenants of agricultural lands, orchards, farms, home gardens, and commercial grows on which food products are grown, raised, or prepared for market. It's interesting to me that it doesn't say, well, and you should just know that this is what it's about, but it doesn't say cannabis food products are raised for market. 3-3702, repeal of cannabis prohibition amendments and legislation or legalization of cannabis. Do you see where we are? 3-, we're just right on the very second page.
Second page?
Yeah. Repeal of cannabis prohibition, amendments, and legalization of cannabis. A, notwithstanding any law to the contrary, cannabis products, and cannabis accessories as defined in this act are hereby legalized. B, why does it say notwithstanding any law to the contrary?
This is why we read it, Elsar, because of the verbiage and stuff.
Where's my pen? I need a pen. I need to start marking things off. Do you want to keep reading? I just got to the first sentence.
Okay. Number 10, you said?
No, we're on 3-3702.
A, notwithstanding.
Okay. Notwithstanding any law to the contrary, cannabis and cannabis products and cannabis accessories, as defined in the Act, hereby legalized.
Okay.
Arizona Medical Marijuana Act. B, this Act shall not be interpreted to limit or affect the rights and privileges of registered patients, designated caregivers, dispensaries, or dispensary agents as provided under the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act and associated regulations in any way.
What did you just read?
I went from Arizona Medical Marijuana Act that says this act shall not be interpreted or
limit or affect.
And then we've got B2. If any of the provisions of this act are found to be in conflict with any of the provisions of the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act and associated regulations, the more permissive provisions shall prevail in favor of the individual, registered patient, designated caregiver, dispensary or dispensary agent in any civil, criminal, or administrative action. We've got B.
Wow.
Then we're going on.
Hang on. That's a lot.
Do we want to discuss all of that?
Let's go back to one.
Okay. So
this act shall not be interpreted to limit or affect the rights and privileges of registered patients. Okay. Designated caregivers, dispensary agents as provided for under the AMMA, the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act, and associated regulations in any way. Okay. All right. And the Prisons Act found. Okay. Let's keep going. I'm going to mark the other one up. C, the following Arizona revised statute prohibiting marijuana and cannabis is hereby repealed. Section 13-3405, Arizona Revised Statutes, is repealed. Want to look that up real fast? Section 13-3405 of Arizona Revised Statutes is going to be repealed through this initiative.
Well, right on top of that, Rose. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have you work on Saturday.
Uh-huh. You're going to
Okay, the following, here comes pterodactylism.
Yeah,
what's going,
bought baby dog pterodactyl bones. I call them brontosaurus bones.
Yeah, they're pretty,
they're huge.
It's bigger
and
than
I think
head.
He's got the whole thing in his mouth right now.
He's got the whole
bone.
You know what else we got? Sorry. We're just going to give you guys a break. We're so sorry. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, let's give you guys a minute here. We're going to play our favorite song. We'll come back in just a moment. We're so sorry. Hold on here.
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, oh, they got Volcano.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right.
Right on.
Right on.
So many conversations, but you're welcome.
I know.
And we're glad you're back. Who's all still here with us?
We really don't even know. The whole world in our hands.
Well, we do everyone in the green room.
Yeah, we do have everybody in the green room, and we're trying to get to them. I think we may have, how in the world could ever put them to sleep, but sometimes they hit the hash back there, and they're like, what's going on?
And have a couple edibles before they get here.
Yeah, and then they're like, we're here. And we're like, really? Are you? Are you really?
Jamie, you do not look like you're here.
No, no.
What cloud are you on?
Can we join? Because
whose car were you in before?
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're really excited. We're gonna put the initiative aside. I think we got the good doctor on, and we're really happy. Well, we're gonna have her on in just a moment. And this is someone that and we love when this happens. We haven't had an interview for a while, so we're really excited. But they reached out to us, which is thank you for doing that in advance. Thank you. Because we love when people, you know, because we sit and we invite all the people on that we want, you know, we're like, oh,
they'll start like, oh, what about her? I'm like, sounds great.
Great, just get her.
I'm like,
okay, what about him? We're going to try and get Rick Simpson on for the new year. We want to talk to Rick because, you know who else I would like to have on? Let's get the Stanley Brothers on. They're still out there doing Charlotte's Web. Let's get the boys on. Sing the boys in room. I wonder if they sing. I wonder if they have a boy band too, because they all look like they could like get out there on Ellen, you know, kind of with their pointy shoes and like each get out there and think it's all about just that one guy.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Very good.
They are very handsome little boys. All right. So, and I hope I'm saying this right, and I sincerely apologize if I'm not, Dr. Patel, but we'd like to welcome you on to Weed Stay Wednesday. Good morning.
Green is in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don James,
CEO. Amen to that. All right. Well, and it is. It is the reason for the season. Yay.
Thanks for being on.
Okay, we'll go
that.
Back to the initiative now.
That was the wrong one.
That was awesome. Oh, that was great. Jason is the reason for the season. But I have to just say to that guy, Jesus was born in July.
Yeah, I thought he was in June.
June?
Yeah.
June.
I thought
okay.
Well, it's summer. He is a summer baby.
You were born in June.
I know. Remember Jesus is a Gemini?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Jesus is a Gemini.
We have a song that will be coming out. He'll be probably hitting the streets probably early 2019.
Yeah.
Jesus is a Gemini.
We got this. Yeah. Don't even.
Christmas was created for a lot of commercialism and capitalism. And but Merry Christmas if you hold it in your heart and understand where it really came from.
Yeah, if Merry Christmas is really whatever Merry Christmas is to you. But that was a nice caller.
Thank you
for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, Jesus wore hemp.
He did.
He had Birkenstocks. His whole robe was hemp.
He used hemp oil.
He was anointed in cannabis oil.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Come on. Let's say it. Ready? Drum roll. We're going to say it. Jesus smoked weed. I'm too sure of it. Totally. Why wouldn't you back then? If you're being anointed in it. Maybe he was. Oh, okay. A jointed in it. Get it?
Well done, Buster. Well done.
So us elders are smart. Woo! All right. Back to the initiative.
Back to reality. We will hopefully have.
That song in my head. We're going to have to end on that song. Go ahead.
Dr.
Keep going.
Patella on next week.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little later on in the show, but we are going to read back.
Soul to soul.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to look that up.
Okay.
We're going to have that on at the end of the show there. Soul to soul. I'm going to mute it right now, though, because, come on, mute. Thank you. Because there's commercials, and of course, it's McDonald's. All right. So, what we're going to do. Yeah. I want an organic Big Mac. Come on. There's nothing wrong with that. So what we're going to do is the sections that are being deleted out of this initiative, like 13-3405, and we really are sorry for the pterodactyl bones in the background, but those sections we're going to post in our blog so that we're not going to read those because then that would be another 40 pages.
It
but basically
is very
was
long.
Getting rid of misdemeanors and felonies for possession. And
right,
kind
it's
of,
just the way here. I'll just give
a little bit
overview
summary.
Of it.
Some of them. Let me
so
sum
we,
up. There's too much. Sorry. What movie?
So the things. So they are removing 13-3405, and this is the possession, use, production. Sale or transportation of marijuana classifications.
Right.
And it says a person shall not knowingly, one, possess or use marijuana, possess marijuana for sale, produce marijuana, transport and sell, import into the state, or offer a transport for sale or import into the state, sell, transfer, or offer to sell or transfer marijuana. A person who violates these, and then it goes into the classic felonies, class four felonies, and it'll just go into eliminating felonies altogether.
Right.
So.
Yeah, just get rid of them.
If you're not voting on getting rid of these things, I mean, that's pretty important. I'm going to read more of the initiative, but this is definitely a huge one point for this initiative. I think this is it's huge. You are now no longer a criminal for using medicine that's making your body and mind and spirit feel better.
Please take this off the scheduling. Just take it off.
Right. It wouldn't
take it
even,
off.
Yeah.
Schedule it low, guys. This is not a Schedule I plant. This is not heroin. It's not heroin. Come on. Seriously. That's so wrong. If they take it off the scheduling, I mean, even Hillary was going to just bump it down to 2 so you could start doing stuff with it. Or
right.
At
research.
Least it was going to be medical and research. Hill.
But I think
we need to take it off scheduling, because that's where all these stupid felonies come in. That's why the whole thing with you can't even own a gun now, because technically if you own a weapon and you have a Schedule I drug in your house, that alone is a felony. We need to look that up. But we need to get this felony unlinked to this plan.
So, Belsar, you had just mentioned that. And we just talked about where does the law protect you if you have a license to own your gun and you also have now went through the right procedure for a license to use cannabis?
You don't even need a license for your gun. You have the right as a citizen of this planet in this state to own the gun. It's your right. Mm. It's your right. The police say, I believe, that if you have a Schedule I narcotic in your home, i.e. cannabis, heroin, and a weapon, that's an instant felony. Doesn't matter if you have a pot card. Doesn't matter. So, you know, we're still trying to figure this out, Mr. Dean.
So my thing is, first of all, you would have to be
the
like the cops would have to be like, you'd have to be doing bad things for these things to happen.
Exactly.
You
they have
on the
to
character
have some
that
sort
you
of
are, the
cause,
person that you
reason,
are.
Reason, I think you're doing something, and it can't just be smell anymore.
Right. So there's all these other things that go along with this. That so it can't just be on smell, like, you know, you're sitting there, they catch you smoking pot, and they're like, oh, we want to search your house.
Right.
It's not like that.
Right.
They can't, that's not
yeah,
what
they
they're going to do.
They have a reason.
There's
I mean,
no
really.
Reason. They have to go and get a search warrant. Like, what were you doing to have someone go get a search warrant? Like, that's,
thank
seriously.
You. No, thank
and that's
you.
A big
that's
thing.
That's it. That's it. You,
like, what are you doing?
Follow the rules, people. It's like getting
what
in
are
the
you
car
doing
and driving
someone...
between two lines. You just follow. There's a few rules out there.
And then you know that your guns
we
are safely.
If you want to be on this planet, in this world, I don't care where you are. Well, maybe in a jungle, eating pterodactyl bones or whatever. There might not be so many rules. But there are rules to abide by. And if you just follow them, they're not so simple. And they're not so all-encompassing that you can't live your life. You can't go buy video games and movies and go to movies and go drive a car. Go buy a new car if you want. Hell, buy two. One for each of you.
Yeah.
Go buy land. Go buy 40 acres somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Do what you want to do. We are, in this country, we are damn privileged, I will say. And if you don't, you know, find a way to make it here. They don't make the rules here so bad that we can't get out of jail. We're not in jail. People
right.
might think we are. These rules are basically set up for safety.
They really are.
They're basically
and if you're
safety
following
rules.
The laws of
yeah.
everything.
Simple
because
rules.
Think about the people who have a gun and have weed in their house and they don't they're just
they don't have a problem.
And but they don't have a license for their cannabis.
Well, then
so they're still
gonna
get
rule.
In trouble.
Then they're not following
so, but
the rules.
If you had a license for your cannabis and a license for your gun, and you were following all the rules.
Yeah. Then there's
you
no problem.
Be okay.
You should be totally fine. That should not be. It should not be a situation.
It's not like
at all.
One diminishes the other.
There's no situation there.
But just because you went through the right process of here, and then you
and
went through the right process of
there.
Here,
right.
And you're following all the rules in between.
Right. There are always going to be rule breakers, and that's on them.
Right.
That's on them. We just hope.
There is going to
and,
be rule
and
breakers.
Sadly, they do infringe upon us in many cases because they are on the very bad drugs that they don't even care what they're doing. So,
and,
well, no.
Whatever.
Sometimes it's heroin. Sometimes it's meth. Sometimes it's cocaine.
Right.
We're not talking weed anymore. When I say the bad drugs, that's
meth.
Bad
yeah.
crap.
Right, right.
That's running rampant in this city. And if you don't think it is, come talk to me. I'll give you an hour, and I'll tell you 5, 6, 7 different instances now where my homes and business have been infringed upon, broken into, and everything stolen. I'll tell you, this town is crazy jacked up on meth. If the authorities want to focus on anything, they need to go out and focus on that. They need to find those guys. And I'll tell you where they are at 1 or 2 in the morning because they are out there. That's where they are. They're out doing their bad juju.
Yeah.
So, you know, get alarms for your businesses. Get alarms for your home if you don't have a big giant polar bear dog. You know, even if you do, when you're away with your dog, get cameras. I'm sorry. It's this day and age in this town. We live next to a place, you know, we live by the border. We get drugs and human trafficking going back and forth within an hour and a half of where we live.
Yep.
24 hours a day. This stuff does not stop. And
this
that's
is a business,
where the focus
just like
needs
Walmart
to be.
Wakes
oh,
up every
it's bigger than
business.
Walmart.
Yeah,
Walmart's
right.
Small business compared to
right,
what these
exactly.
who
I mean,
are. Yeah.
There's
but
no
yes,
break.
You're right.
It's every single day.
This is beyond commercial.
And it does happen.
Oh, and when, I found out more things about there's like deep webs and dark webs and all this stuff out there in the world that you can buy body parts. And remember, we had a neighbor who sat on who did some interpreting out there, and she heard some cases of the Phoenix guy, Dr. Phoenix or whatever, who was selling babies and all sorts of stuff. Like, you know, focus on that kind of stuff. We're not selling babies or body parts. We're smoking weed. We're feeling better. We are feeling healthy and strong and
take down the people
open-minded
better.
And loved and don't
I mean,
focus on the bad juju.
Whew, that's intense.
Let's grow some plants. Whew. Let's grow some plants that are going to enrich our environment, that are going to clean our air,
Yep. That's
going to make people feel better. And this isn't, you know, people are like, it's so hard to grow. It's not. It's just time consuming, and you got to watch it like
and
anything else
what?
You grow.
If you're one person, all you need is like
one or
plant.
Two, yeah,
one
or
one
two plants.
One or two plants, depending on your condition and how
yeah.
much you use. But
and you know what?
Point,
I love that you just said that, depending on your condition, because I really feel that there's the limit with growing plants. I've heard, I don't know yet, I'm going to write down depending on condition for growing, because you might not need 48 plants to grow.
Right.
Maybe you do. I don't know why. Maybe you need concentrates. Maybe you need the Rick Simpson type oils. Maybe you want a juice and you might need 48 plants to continuously juice a healthy dose on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Still a lot.
Right.
Depending on condition need, because that's one thing that people are going to get all up in an uproar about is equals the number of plants. Because your neighbor doesn't want to know you got 50 plants in your backyard. They don't want to know that. Why? Because if the neighborhood kids find out you got 50 plants in your backyard, you might get some snoops back there.
You might not just do neighborhood kids.
Sure. Well, you know what I'm saying. It could
yeah.
be the neighborhood
the word gets,
and when
the
I
word
say neighborhood
gets out,
kids. See? And check that out. If his clones were available, 4 plants would be good. I think there was some typing. But right.
Yeah, yeah.
Cloning, oh my gosh.
Like
cloning
people
is so easy, people too.
Work.
Seriously. Oh, my Lord.
It doesn't have to be so like this.
Right.
So I'm
right.
glad the felony thing is huge. You know, you're not treated like a criminal anymore.
But people don't want to see that you're manufacturing this stuff in your home. Just like they don't want to see your neighbors manufacturing Tylenol in their house.
Right.
You know, and even people I know that brew beer or liquor, they don't even tell very many people. It's interesting. They've got their brew clubs or their, whatever. But they keep it on the DL that way, too. It's not like they announce to all their neighbors that they've got a distillery in their backyard and they're brewing. Because that could invite whatever, exactly. It's just... You know,
anything that
when you get into production, and if it's not for yourself only, okay, when you're caregiving and you start caregiving for people and you get into doing large scale caregiving, that's what makes people nervous.
Right.
That's and it's fine that you do it. Totally applaud those that can do that on that level, that you can supply for that many people. We need you. Amen, little angels.
Yeah.
Little grow angels grow.
Yep.
Grow angels grow. But if you're just growing a plant too, like this person online says, you know, clone. And you don't need to, you can just cycle yourself. You can get, you know, depending if you're growing auto flowers or regular flowers, you can get 4 or 5 cycles in a year. And depending on, I know this person out here knows how to grow. If you've got a good system of growing, you only need 1 or 2 plants for real.
Right.
And that'll last you for a single person. And you can juice that. You can make concentrates out of that, Rick Simpson oils for cancer patients, for MS patients, for Parkinson's patients, people with major disease and illness in their bodies that need major help. With just a couple plants, you can keep those leaves like I've done. You collect them in
your
little bags. You can eat your leaves. You can keep your leaves.
Juice your leaves. Juice your bud.
You can make your own salves and lotions and balms for yourself. Oh, my. Salves, lotions, and balms. Oh, my.
But this is for you. You're making this for you.
For you. So this is what we're saying.
So you don't have to go and spend $30, $40 on
every single
a balm
time.
That something works for you, and you made it with peppermint, whatever.
Rosemary, jojoba.
Yeah, jojoba, whatever.
Some local jojoba.
Yeah,
did
lemongrass.
You know that your local library here in town will give you free seeds for free local seeds for fancy stuff in your area? You can grow your own jojoba. So we have an opinion out here that says the Safer Arizona proposal is scary. Believe it rallies against more than four. Okay, well, we're going to keep reading. What in here, if you've read this entire thing, I don't know. First of all, have you read it? Because we're holding it in our hands. We've sent a link out there. And what's scary to you? Because we're taking notes here.
We're reading.
We're taking notes. Yes.
And
Safer Arizona is going to come on air. And if we need to have an extended show for them, we definitely will. But they're coming on air at some point, and we will be able to answer and ask questions, get answered, questions answered. So let's see, where were we? We've got a few minutes left here.
Like I said, we haven't made our decisions yet. We're
open-minded.
We're reading what
they put out. Taking in the information. Okay, so here, here's D, section 33702. The following Arizona revised statutes relating to marijuana and cannabis are hereby amended as provided in this act. And I wish I could just take a picture and put it on there because it's section and what I'm about to read when it says Arizona revised statutes is deleted and shall not be reintroduced into Arizona law directly or indirectly in the future. That statement right there applies to every number in every section that I'm about to list and type. And everything is 13-6. Okay, so here you go. And you can check it all out. Remember, we said we're not going to read all these. We're going to give those to you. I mean, we will on our own time because there's a lot of them. So this is 13-3401A. This is the first one they're getting it rid of. These are all, and then 3401-19, and then 3401-20. And, 3401-20W. Sounds like a lighting system. Sorry. 13-3401-30-36H. That must be for highlighting. Okay, there we go to 36- boy, this is going to be long. 2501A2, and then 36-2501-8E, and finally 36-2512, which is why I put 36 again. There you go. Those. You can look up on your own time. All of those are going to be deleted, and they will not be reintroduced into Arizona law directly or indirectly in the future. Okay. So we're going to have to, and I'm just going to put a big old question mark, so I'm going to read all that later. E, personal cultivation shall be subject to the following.
Okay, go, sister. Tell them all about it.
I'm trying to breathe. I get upset before I know it's even happening. Maybe I should just get excited. All right, what do we get? Personal cultivation shall be subject to this. One, all persons are authorized to cultivate cannabis with 0.3% THC or less, but persons under the age of 21 shall not cultivate cannabis with more than 0.3 THC. So does that mean they can grow hemp? We're going to put a little hemp question in there. That's pretty cool if they could do that. We'll get start some young farmers. Yeah. Young farmers. All right. Two. They could start in the hemp field. They could start in hemp fields at, say, 11. I think that's a great age.
Would we change our time zone? Would we interrupt?
What time zone? What time zone? We the land is our time zone.
That was deep, but if you wrote that down.
Going to right now, TM, right now. The land is our time zone. This is a really good strain. If you haven't had skunk number one, you need to try it. Oh, it was a little hash. Yeah, that's actually Keith. I like Keith better because I can just sprinkle a little on top. It's like a little salad dressing. Okay. Two. That was just, we got all excited about one.
Yeah.
Two. All persons who are at least 21 are authorized to cultivate cannabis with more than 0.3% THC for personal use, provided that the cultivation does not exceed 48 cannabis plants in a state of efflorescent inflorescence. Okay, we're going to have to, even I have been growing a while, and this is some, who wrote that? Spell it out in English, people. Efflorescent, inflorescence. Oh, that's lighting. Lighting system. I think we might go out on lighting system. I know I'm so bad. Okay. 21% left on the computer and only 3.5 minutes left to go. Dang it. Three. There shall be no limit of the number of cannabis plants. Hold on. Do over. There shall be no limit on the number of cannabis plants in a personal grow that are not yet in a state of efflorescence, inflorescence. Could you please look that up? Is that budding? Is that why they don't want 48 plants budding at the same time? I mean, what's the deal? It could. We know. Okay. Four. We went for it. All persons at least 21 are authorized to maintain a home garden, provided the person obtains a transaction privilege tax license. What? So now they're wanting us to pay state taxes. Are you going to question that also? Okay, that means we get to write this stuff off then as well. Wow. The person cultivating cannabis shall be permitted to possess, use, manufacture, and transport the cannabis produced from such cultivation, and may also transfer such cannabis to other persons who the cannabis who are at least 21 years of age, provided that nothing of value is transferred in return. So what they're saying right there is you can't sell your weed.
You can charge for a hug.
That holds true, and I didn't realize you can brew up to 200 gallons of alcohol a year for yourself. I'm just going to start making my own. Woo! Good idea. But you can't sell it. Same thing with alcohol. I have a friend that just gives me beer. He makes it. Here, take this. Spends all his hard-earned money and time and effort and energy and loves it and doing it. And here, take it. I went out for Halloween on the Super Jackets. Got handed a couple homebrews. What beats that? Homebrews for the holidays. Look at the cookies and the orange. That is the cutest thing ever. We all
had. Got drunk, definitely.
Oh, you would. You know, you had cookies to chew on and orange. She was healthy. Sweet drinking rice. Sweet drinking rice. All right. Well, geez, I can't even believe that it's just this time already. I know it, and this is how far we got. So we're going to stop here, and I'll just put a little arrow to the last place we stopped. And we want you to call back in, blog back in. We want to hear your opinions about this, because We already have our own, and I don't like number four already. I don't want the state knowing I grow and register me as that, and then have me pay taxes on what? What am I paying taxes on? I already have a tremendous, you know. People like grow have tremendous lighting systems. Sorry, we didn't play that. You know what else we were gonna play on our way out though? We didn't even play this. Hang on one second, folks. We were gonna play this, and this is the song that got stuck in my head. And if this works, here we go. Yeah, that's how you end We Say Wednesday, everybody. Woo-hoo. All right, so we will see you next week. We will read more of the initiative. We will hopefully talk to the doctor, and you should never let a white girl rap on you, ever. Not even live, not nowhere. So thank you for joining us on another crazy edition. Since our last show before the new year. Thank you for a wonderful year. Yeah. Silver
Thanks
Sister,
for
thank you. Thank you, everybody.
We've met a lot of people this year.
A lot of people.
A lot of new products
our
back
Jesus
on the market.
Our Jesus Lover came on today.
Yes. Thank you for calling
thank
in.
Oh, thank you, Jesus Lover. Yeah, you know, we really appreciate all you folks out there. Woo! And we'll be back next year. Oh,
yes.
That's fun to say. We'll be back next year. And have a great safe
yes.
holiday. Be safe
Uber,
out there.
Uber, Lyft,
seriously.
Is all out
yeah.
there. Call a friend. Ask them.
Ride, walk.
Friender.
Get your bicycle. Well, maybe not a bicycle.
Yeah,
maybe
no,
not. I don't know if
you
should walk
trouble.
Either. It's kind of cold out there.
Yeah.
Wear a jacket. Get some gloves on. Get some mittens on.
It's a scarf or a sweater.
And
you,
turn around
you know
and hug the
it.
Person you're with right now. Because you never know.
Yeah.
Are. And
Thanks
remember.
Being here. Be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.
We love you. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
See you next week.